morning, everybody. It is the morning after with Nick and Big J. Here we sit on a Thursday morning, the seventh day of November 2019. It is a Thursday. My name is Nick. Hey, there's Big J right over there.
Yeah.
Welcome to Movie Day. We got to go check out a movie tonight so we can record a podcast this evening. And we are going to partake in that fun, which should be good or bad. I'm not sure. We'll see. I have no idea whether or not the movie we are going to see tonight is going to be any good or bad.
It looks good.
I have no preconceived notion. I've seen good things about it. That's as much as I can say. And also, I go in mostly unprepared because I would say that I am a Stephen King fan. I've probably read a good 60 to 70% of his books, but this is one I have not read at all. I did not read the follow-up to The Shining.
Well, welcome to my world.
So I'm going in completely clueless. I cannot tell you which is better, the book or the movie. Nor can I tell you what they did not put in the movie that was in the book, which usually I pride myself on. But alas.
Well, great. Sounds like it's going to be a very entertaining podcast then.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll bring my A-game.
Will Randy go to sleep?
He says he's made it through all five movies so far. I can't confirm or deny that. He always has his hoodie up. So he's hip to our.
Yeah. Very, very shady.
It's like, I don't know anybody that puts a hood up to go to the movies. Randy does it every
time. Yeah, he looks like the Unabomber when he does it.
Every time he puts his hood up when we go to the movies. Very strange. Very strange. But alas, on top of that, we're going to try to give away some money today at 8:30. The all-cash $25,000 X Double Dare rolls on at 8:30 this morning. People Mover Aquabats tickets up for grabs with Pop Culture Smackdown. And, of course, we are going to get you updated on a very cool thing that we are doing on Saturday called Extra Life out there at the Jump Building. It is our fourth year of us doing this, right? Year number
four? Yeah.
So, if you're unfamiliar with the concept, we'll tell you exactly what's going on, we'll tell you how you can join us, and exactly what we're looking to do over the course of this particular Saturday. So, pay attention and hopefully open up your wallets and give a little bit, and everything will be just fine. We should get started, however, with some important stuff.
It's the news. Important stuff.
Newsfeed.
On the morning after with Nick and Big J.
Big J, you're getting up there in age.
Yeah, thanks.
You ever feel like the workplace is passing you by?
What do you mean?
Like from a technology standpoint, or
no.
From a younger kids taking over kind of a standpoint? Like maybe you're losing some footing in your control because you feel like you continue to grow a little bit older and therefore maybe aren't afforded the opportunities or can't go to as many things because you find yourself tired a little bit more?
Well, there's multiple different things. You can't just all put them in one box there. The old guy, I'm tired of going late things, yeah.
Yeah.
But not the technology part.
No.
Adapt to that.
There is a new survey out that says that sexism is a very real issue in the workplace. There's no doubt about it. But ageism is a bigger problem. Research from a place called The Riveter, along with Xerox and YouGov, found that 58% of women said they thought their identities and or physical attributes impacted their experiences at work. And of all the identity factors, age was named the most as having an impact, cited by 25%. That was also true on the male side of the ledger. Males said that they are impacted by their age, maybe a job passed them by, maybe they didn't get the promotion that they wanted to get because they felt like they've been around too long. And they wanted to infuse some new blood into the system, or whatever the case may be. So ageism is a real thing for both sexes. Sexism is certainly a factor when it comes to women. There's no doubt about that. It still exists in the workplace. And now you got ageism as a real thing as well.
I think that's been a thing for a while.
Well, your mistakes are your own, old man. Figure it out. But 40% of workers say they've faced some sort of age-related discrimination. Like having fewer job opportunities, given less responsibility at work, or even being pushed out of their jobs. And it shows that men and women are affected at similar rates by ageism. And so, watch out. Watch your back, Grandpa. You never know when they're going to come at you. It's happening, Big J. More and more states are allowing legalized gambling for sports. Colorado voters have approved sports betting in a narrow vote. It came down to some final results yesterday, but it's all done. It passed 51% to 49%. That makes Colorado the 19th U.S. state to legalize some sort of sports betting spread across the country that's come after New Jersey won a U.S. Supreme Court case in 2008 that allows all 50 states to institute it. The measure on Colorado's ballot legalized sports betting next year, tax it at 10%, and it will fund state water conservation. In the wake of the vote, Colorado's 33 casinos that are already up and running will be able to start in May offering in-person and online betting on professional college, motor, and Olympic sports. So they're getting it on. Big J, what do you think? Idaho? No, right? We don't have any casinos yet.
We don't even have a horse racing track.
Right, we get upset
when they took one of the biggest landmarks here in the Treasure Valley and just wiped it out.
They get upset when there's video in the state, honest to God.
What about the pull tabs from the bars, man?
God, man. So I won't hold my breath for any kind of legalized gambling around these parts either. But I'm just saying, it'd be nice, Big J. You could supplement your income that way, become a real degenerate. It'd be really cool.
Yeah, that would be. I already know that would be a bad idea for me.
Game show. I don't think you would do it. I'll be perfectly honest.
Because I wouldn't do it. Yeah. I don't know anything about it. We've been through that discussion many times.
Well, you know. You understand point spreads.
Nah, not really.
Come on.
No,
you do.
I don't get it.
I just don't think.
And why is there a minus instead of a plus? Well, I don't understand. See, this is.
Well, no, there's both. It depends on what team you bet.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it. I think if you had the opportunity, you might be able to be entertained. Mm-hmm. But I also don't think it's something that you would do on a regular basis at all, by any stretch of the
imagination. I go to the sports book to sit down.
The fun that is game shows are taking over your television, and CBS is going to start another one. James Corden is going to produce one called Game On. It is a combination of comedy and sports, and it will be hosted by Keegan-Michael Key, Big J, comedian and actor. And former Comedy Central and Mad TV star. There's about 7 currently on primetime television game shows. So I believe they're hitting a resurgence. This is primetime stuff now. And so now this will make it 8. They expect it to air sometime in the spring of next year. So get ready for more game shows on your television if you happen to like those.
Jay's Nerd Alert on 100.3 The X Rocks.
Yeah, and you know what? There's not a lot going on in Nerd Alert news, but I'll tell you what. A couple things are pretty interesting. One of them is that an all-electric pickup truck, Tesla style, has been created. Yep, Elon will show us all of the pickup truck on November 21st during the LA Auto Show. Though it's not officially part of the auto show, the big reveal will happen at Elon Musk's SpaceX headquarters. So, you know, they've given us several different cars, and I even think a semi-truck, but this is a full-on electric pickup truck, Nick.
Nice.
Yep, so I can't wait to see that. That'll be happening on the 21st. And with Veterans Day coming up here Monday, Amazon has launched a new promotion aimed at the Armed Forces members. Starting now until through November 11th, if you've served in the military or are a current active duty or reserve member, you get $40 off the first year of Amazon Prime subscription. That's a pretty big chunk of change right there. And if you're already a subscriber, fret not, you can use the promotion as a way to extend your membership at a discount.
That's cool.
So, way to take care of our military, Amazon, and of course, you know, the Amazon Prime comes with some great things. Aside from the shipping, you've got Amazon Prime TV and all the movies, you've got music, it's quite the gift that keeps giving because there's so many different services that come along with it.
What's the annual price for that these days?
$119.
Okay, that's a good deal.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you can't use that with a student discount, but... which is also fairly a fairly good discount as well. And Black Friday, Nick, it's happening here in just a couple weeks, and all the ads are starting to float out. And that's good news for gamers because from what I just saw here on the Best Buy Doorbuster ad, $27 on select games. We're talking FIFA 20, NBA 2K20, Borderlands 3, Madden 20, and the just-released Ghost Recon Breakpoint, all for just $27.
Not bad.
That's a really good deal. So you want to keep an eye out for those deals that are happening. Target has theirs out already in Walmart. So get yourselves ready to do some shopping. And that is Nerd Alert today.
Morning After with Nick and Big J on the way. Some important stuff. Let's not forget we also have to do with some We're Going to Hell action. It's all coming up.
On the Morning After with Nick and Big J.
Guys, see a doctor if something's wrong.
What? Why?
Yeah.
Nah.
Because people are using the internet to diagnose things that they don't need to be using the internet to diagnose. Specifically, STDs, PJ.
What?
A new study found that a vast majority of people are heading to social media to help diagnose their sexually transmitted diseases. This is according to the Journal of American Medical Association. Apparently, 3 out of every 5 posts on Reddit's STD forum is seeking a crowd diagnosis of a suspected infection. Posts are usually accompanied with a photo of the affected genitalia, which is just a really big reminder for me to stay off of Reddit. In addition, 20% of people requesting a crowd diagnosis specifically on Reddit sought a second opinion after receiving a diagnosis by a healthcare professional, so they don't believe their doctors, so they go to the internet. Senior researcher John Ayers says his team found the data to the gathering posts on the forum from its start in 2010 all the way through February 2019. The monthly number of posts have been steadily increasing over the years, not only with Reddit's popularity, but also with, hey, by the way, don't forget, America has a ridiculous amount of STDs on the rise, too. Remember super gonorrhea that we talked about?
Super gonorrhea, yeah.
It's happening.
It's all happening.
They found that 58% of posts on the forum requested a crowd diagnosis. 1/3 of those included a photo. Nearly 9 out of 10 requests for a crowd diagnosis received a reply. Many received multiple replies, and then they went ahead and started tracking how correct the diagnoses were. This is going to shock you, Big J. A lot of the crowd diagnoses were wrong.
What?
Yeah.
No.
And it turns out people on Reddit don't know what the hell they're talking about. And you're just asking a bunch of randos that don't know anything about anything for honest advice about your health problems.
Yeah, man, the internet has really turned on us.
Well, it's just, we're supposed to be smarter than this.
But the internet makes us smarter. See what I'm saying? It's turned on us.
You know better than... It's like it's the equivalent of walking up to some rando on the street, opening up your sweatpants and going, "What's wrong here, dude?" And they're going to go, What are you... Well, listen, it could be anything. Looks like gonorrhea to me. Oh, God, I've got gonorrhea. You know what I mean? It's the exact equivalent of that. You have to know that this is not
And then you go to jail.
Right, exactly, for indecent exposure. Which is amazing how they don't get that on the internet. But then again, I guess if you're clicking on it, you know what you're going to see. Some pussed up junk. Colorado voters have approved sports betting on a narrow vote, 51% to 49%. That makes them the 19th United State to legalize some sort of sports betting, spreading across the country after New Jersey won that Supreme Court case back in 2018. It's going to happen next year. They're going to use some of the taxes on the sports betting to fund a state water conservation plan.
What a great idea, right?
Yeah, you know, taxing things that people are doing anyway to help your actual state with money shortages. Yeah, it's a good idea.
You know, I mean, building things, building infrastructure in your state. Yeah. What a wonderful concept.
It's a weird thing. Nobody will get it. And so we'll see what ends up happening. It starts in May. They'll offer in-person betting on professional, college, motor, and Olympic sports there in Colorado. Colorado, of course, already has 33 casinos up and running. Just didn't have any sports book action going on. Now that will change. Big J, at the end of the day, John Cena's just a good dude. You may not be into wrestling.
You can't see me!
You may not be into the WWE. That may not be your thing, but you can't deny some of the stuff he has done. And People Magazine wrote an article about him and congratulated him because over this weekend, he celebrated his 600 wishes granted. You know the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Yeah.
And a lot of those wishes come to be, you know, those kids are young, they're into wrestling, they want to meet their favorite wrestler, and John Cena has done 600 of these. Where he takes the kids on a backstage tour, he introduces himself to them, he gives them a bunch of autographs, introduces them to a bunch of wrestlers, and kind of gives them a bunch of really cool VIP access stuff during a wrestling event that happens to be in a town they're close to or one that they can travel to. Cena, of course, also gets the most requests at Make-A-Wish. Cena has set the record with 600 over his career. The next person in line doesn't even come close to 300, according to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Of course, Make-A-Wish is not the only charity that Cena supports. He recently donated $500,000 to the Los Angeles Fire Department for the California Wildfire Foundation. And of course, you know, he's doing a whole bunch of other stuff wherever he goes to. So, like him or not, into wrestling or not, you can't deny that the guy's a good guy.
Not like John Cena.
I don't know. There's a lot of people that especially wrestling fans, that are a little bit tired of him getting the push that he gets because they feel like whenever he's healthy, he automatically gets the title. And that's good. Because he's popular. That's how we're, you know, you were bitching about that when you were a kid and Hulk Hogan didn't do anything to get the title. You know what I mean? That's who you wanted to see.
What are you talking about? He always wrestled.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, like, nobody made wrestling look more fake than Hulk Hogan. God bless him. I love him. But, it, you know, that was just one of those deals that it's the way it was. But he was popular, therefore having a belt around your popular wrestler is a smart thing to do. Either way, good job, man. 600 wishes granted. That's pretty amazing.
Yep.
Morning After with Nick and Big J coming up in a few minutes. Your We're Going to Hell story, which is the complete opposite of anything good and positive. It's pretty, pretty weird and gross.
Jay on 100.3 The X Rocks.
Story is not for those of you with a weak stomach.
Oh no.
It's not good. And I don't know why. I don't know why anybody would do this. As we head to Florida for today's We're Going to Hell story.
Oh no.
It involves an unnamed man, and you're gonna know why he's unnamed here in a few seconds. As he came into a Florida emergency room with some abdominal pain. He's like, man, my stomach has been bleeping, killing me for a week.
He's hurting.
And doctors are like, all right, okay, what's going on? He's like, I don't know. It feels like I just haven't been, I don't know. I don't understand. I can't. All right, well, let's take a look. Turns out, Big J, he was in septic shock. You understand?
Oh, no.
That's a bad thing. That means things are happening inside of your body that's not supposed to be happening inside your body. There's some blood and stuff going on in there that shouldn't be going on. And so doctors are like, okay, this is serious. Let's go here and take a real big x-ray and see exactly what's causing the septic shock, shall we? And that is when, Big J, that they found inside this gentleman's rectum was an 8-inch long screwdriver. That apparently he had pushed in there about a week ago and left in there for a week.
How do you leave that in there?
He told doctors finally after they're like, hey, it looks like you got a screwdriver in your butt. He's like, yeah.
We don't know how to say this, but there's a screwdriver in your butt.
Oh, is that still in there, he says? Yeah, I did it about a week ago. And so doctors were like, hey, why? And he was like, well, I was kind of a personal question. I was constipated, and so I was trying to jar something loose. And doctors are like, that's not how any of that works, sir. And then certainly once it got stuck in there, that's when you should have received immediate medical attention.
And then maybe tell us that. Maybe tell us you jabbed an 8-inch screwdriver up your ass.
In its disturbing case report, doctors reveal the man suffered a perforated bowel as a result, and he was critically ill, not to mention the fact that it was scraping up against his intestines, Big J. Not a lot of give in screwdrivers, you understand?
No.
And so every time he was sitting down, he was doing himself damn. I mean, oh. No.
I get him being embarrassed, but come on, man.
He had life-threatening septic shock because a bunch of bacteria was getting into his bloodstream through the injury that was obviously causing a bunch of wounds and scrapes in his innards. That's when they found the tool responsible. It measured 8.2 inches long and 1.1 inches wide. And it was all the way in there, bro. After surgery, the unidentified man needed surgery to cut away some rotting flesh from inside his butt after it became infected. He survived and is believed to be the first reported case to survive this serious of septic shock in United States history, which is why the story was published, Big J. Nobody's been this messed up on the inside and been able to survive until this guy.
Nobody's been this screwed up.
Again, he told doctors it was because of constipation. Of course, he's also since needed some treatment for psychiatric disorders, so there might be something wrong with his noodle.
Clearly. He lives in Florida. Willingly.
So the story was detailed in the Annals of Medicine and Surgery.
No, the anals.
And it was put together, and all sorts of stuff was going on, so it's not a good thing. Don't put screwdrivers where they don't belong, please. Thank you.
I mean, and if you do, tell the doctors right away.
Yeah, but let's focus on the don't do it. There should never be a situation where, listen, if you do put a screwdriver up inside you, there shouldn't be an if. There is no situation that requires this to happen. There shouldn't be an if.
But if you do,
no.
Tell them right away. You know what's going to happen. They're going to find out.
Oh.
I want to see his shocked face when they come back after the x-rays and all the tests and be like, sir, you have a screwdriver up there.
It's got to be one of those things where they like call everybody in and go, you got to take a look at this. Look at this thing. This is what's inside this guy. Check it out. Check it out.
Oh, man.
Morning After with Nick and Big J. There's your We're Going to Hell story. Coming up next, we're talking about how you can help us out on Saturday. It's the X-Rock. It's Nine Inch Nails. That is Terrible Lie here on the Morning After with Nick and Big J. Want you to get ready to help us out a little bit come Saturday as we attack the fourth year of a great charity event called Extra Life. It is a cool thing that we have done. We have teamed up with Phoenix Fire Games, a bunch of other gaming stores across the Treasure Valley to bring this to you. And if you were to explain Extra Life in layman's terms, Big J, how would you do it?
I don't know how to break it down for layman's. Basically, it's a bunch of people playing games, and you watch.
Yeah, yeah.
And entertain. And what I've learned, and in fact, it was Extra Life that introduced me to the world of streaming, and that's all thanks to Adam, because he kind of dragged us into this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just an interesting look at, you know, how we consume stuff that, you know, whether it's watching football or any sports, you know, I've always taken a liking to certain personalities when it comes to that. I mean, I've always kind of liked the announcers, those sort of things of interest to me. And it's no different with streaming games because whoever's presenting them, that's the personality I usually kind of will vibe with. And it's introduced me to some people that I really enjoy watching, like a fella named Dr. Disrespect. And that introduced me to the whole world of streaming and what got me into it. So basically, it's you come and you watch people playing games, and then you know what? You can take part and throw down some money to help us out for a child for the St. Luke's Children's Hospital.
Yeah, here in Boise, that's the idea. And so there's multiple ways you can do this and take part. Now, there's going to be a stream that is going to be available for you to watch us play video games. Basically, all of us here at the X are going to be setting up at the Jump Building downtown from 8 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night on Saturday. And we are going to be playing video games live on the internet. All sorts of different games. Some of them are trivia games. Some of them are sports games. We have tournaments. We have fighting games. We have all sorts of stuff. We all play our favorite games, and we have ourselves a very good time doing it. And Adam is out there all day. Jay is out there. Jason's out there. Randy's out there. I'm out there. We're all out there playing some video games, having some fun. And we're streaming it live on the internet. You can check it out on twitch.tv. There's a 100.3 The X channel. And you can also check it out on the xrock.com website if you want to watch us stream it. And it gives you an opportunity to interact with us while we are playing. We have a chance to have conversations with people. And in some cases, the games that we play, you can play along with us. If you happen to be logged online and having a good time and want to play along, we can let you play video games with us. And then as you're watching, we ask that you just give a couple of dollars, nothing too ridiculous, but a couple of dollars to St. Luke's Children's Hospital of Boise to help out some kids. And so it gives us an opportunity to, number one, play some video games, which we probably will be doing on Saturdays anyway, correct, Big J?
Yeah.
And then also raise some money for some great kids here in the Treasure Valley that need a little extra help. So if you're into video games, this is a great opportunity for you to play along with us. You are encouraged to come on down to the Jump Building on Saturday and play some games with us if you want to. You can swing on by. But you're very much encouraged to check out the stream on the websites, twitch.tv and xrock.com, and check us out as we play. And we'll also be broadcasting live all day Saturday as we are doing this particular kind of marathon, and encourage you to play along with us and tell you what we're up to and give you an update on some of the donations that we have received. And so it's a cool thing, and we do a lot of bonuses on this thing, and it's a great way to raise some money for charity. And of course, it's happening all day Sunday too. Adam will continue the gaming on the twitch.tv and the xrock.com sites that you can play along with him if you like on Sunday too. So it's an all weekend thing. We're trying to raise as much money as we can to help out a great charity here in the Treasure Valley, and it's an opportunity maybe to introduce you into a world that you're not familiar with or you didn't think you care that much about. But at the end of the day, yes, it's about video games and having fun, but it's also about a great charity here in the Treasure Valley. And so Sean, who is one of the guys over at Phoenix Fire Games, has done this a bunch of years before we even got involved. He's going to come on the show tomorrow to talk to us a little bit about it. But we wanted to plant the seed and make sure you're ready a little bit on Saturday for some video game fun and to open up your wallet a little bit and give to a great local charity. Last year, I will not hesitate to tell you that I am the defending City of Boise Madden champion. I defeated all comers that came into the actual stadium, I guess we can call it, if we want to have a little bit of fun.
Sure.
And I won the tournament, and it felt good. Big J, you were eliminated by an 11-year-old last year, I believe, if memory serves.
Yeah.
And so it was a harrowing experience, but it was good to play and have a good time.
I mean, I didn't cry around about it, you know?
Somebody else did.
I didn't throw my controller and have a pissy fit. You know, I took my beating like a man.
So you have an opportunity to see things like that as you go forward and take part in Extra Life too. So check out the website, xrock.com. Check out twitch.tv. Search for the 100.3 The X channel. That's how you'll find us. And you'll see a donate button right there on the website too for you to give to the charity, because that's what it's all about. Extra Life 2019 happening this Saturday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. out of the Jump Building and online during that time as well. More information coming tomorrow here on The Morning After.
On The Morning After with Nick and Big J.
Big J, you are happily married. Think back to your single days, though, however.
Yep.
Back when you were, you know, trying to get it on with some ladies. You ever lie about things?
Like what?
I don't know. Like to impress a stranger? To maybe find somebody that you found attractive to be more attracted to you?
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
Not really, like, big lies.
No, but. No, not like I'm an astronaut or anything like that.
Right.
But, you know, just something like, I don't know, like little lies, whatever the case may be.
And I actually have a six-pack.
Well, I mean, that's...
Underneath this.
Yeah. That would be a big lie, right?
Yeah, okay. It worked.
Congratulations. According to the Journal of Experimental Psychology and a new study from the University of Rochester, we may be hardwired to do this. They were talking to about 6,000 students, and they found out that basically people will lie to the opposite sex when they want to get it on with them, especially when they first meet. It starts with little white lies, but at the end of the day, the study author, whose name is Gerrit Birnbaum, says, quote, people will do and say just about anything in order to make a connection with an attractive stranger. When your sexual system is activated, you're motivated to present yourself in the best light possible. That means you tell a stranger things that you, like, look better than you really are, or you do things that you don't really do, or you're incorporated or involved in something that you don't really have any part in because it makes you a little bit more attractive to them, or at least you hope it does. And apparently, this is, according to the survey, 89% of the students admitted to doing this at some particular point in their lives. And they think it's not just one of those things where not people do it, maybe hardwired to do it. So now we have no excuse. We have the excuse to make.
Probably hardwired to self-destruct.
Thank you. I was waiting for you to make that connection. I'm glad that you did. Colorado voters have approved sports betting in a narrow vote, 59.1% to 49%. That makes Colorado the 19th state to legalize sports gambling. It's going to take place beginning in May. Colorado already has 33 casinos. Now those will offer up a sports book for everybody involved. So it's going to happen to build up some money for Colorado's state water conservation plan. That's how they're going to save up some money for. Well, this Batman movie is coming together, Big J. We know Robert Pattinson's Batman. You're not into that, right?
Not really.
But now we've got ourselves a whole bunch of bad people involved. Already knew that Paul Dano is going to be the Riddler. We already knew that Zoe Kravitz is going to be Catwoman. Now it looks like Colin Farrell is going to be the Penguin. And Matthew McConaughey is going to be Harvey Dent in the new Matt Reeves-directed feature, The Batman. Your thoughts on the casting for everybody else?
I mean, listen, they're great actors. But there's too much stuff going on all over again. You said it before when this first came out. I mean, you've got Two-Face and you've got the Penguin. It's just so much stuff when we're starting all over again.
Yes. If
keep it simple, man.
I'm not sure why everybody feels like we have to logjam stuff into one movie. you know, the Batman has been a franchise for a very long time. You can spread this stuff out if you want to. But I think it may be one of those deals where it's like a Suicide Squad thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, let's throw a bunch of stuff at the wall and see if somebody sticks to something that happens in that movie. And then if they do, we can spin it off. You know, people really like the Riddler. Guess what'll happen? We'll get a Riddler spinoff, and Paul Dano will figure out the origin story of the Riddler, that kind of thing. And or if Zoe Kravitz is a big hit as Catwoman, we'll get another Catwoman movie. And this time it'll be another, you know, different spin on that. So I think they're trying to throw together franchises or spinoffs off of whatever's going on here. But yeah, from the outside looking in, anytime you have more than, I'm going to give him at most two villains in a movie. And even then, I think it's a bit much. It starts to be a little ridiculous. Because you're going to have to bring in backstory for some of these. You're going to have to tell why they are motivated to do what they're doing in whatever movie they're going to make.
You have to in the storytelling of a movie. You have to. If you're going to do something, you got to touch on it, right?
Right. And maybe Matthew McConaughey won't be Two-Face yet. Maybe he'll just be Harvey Dent in this movie. And maybe he'll, you know, morph into that. Kind of like, you know, how Harvey Dent was in Batman, but it was Billy Dee Williams, but he was never Two-Face. And then when they went Two-Face, they changed it to Tommy Lee Jones. So it was a whole different world, and I don't know. It just seems like a lot of bad guys in this movie. A lot. And almost too much. But we'll hold out hope. We'll see what ends up happening. Not the first time Colin Farrell was a bad guy in a comic book movie, Big J. Do you remember his other turn?
Oh, boy. Comic book?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
No.
He was Bullseye in Daredevil with Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah.
Morning After with Nick and Big J. There's a reason why you don't remember it. It was bad. Coming up in a few minutes, we got a chance for you to win some money with the all-cash $25,000 X Double Dare. What are the categories, Big J, for the kids this morning?
The categories are beer brands and Super Bowl.
$25,000 Double Dare on 100.3 VX Rocks.
All right. Swing and a miss yesterday around this time as somebody went for the $200 question, and it's not always that easy. So we're going to try to give away some money today on the all-cash $25,000 Double Dare, which is why we welcome on Caller X onto the show. His name is Brandon. Brandon, good morning, man.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for calling in. Congratulations on being Caller X. Big J's going to give you a couple of categories to choose from, and hopefully we're going to get you some money this morning.
Yep, the categories: beer brands or Super Bowl.
Which one would you like, sir?
Let's go with beer.
All right. Good luck.
Delicious. All right. Here's your $50 question. This beer company makes light, genuine draft, 64, and highlight versions of their beer.
Miller.
Right.
That is correct.
Miller is correct. You have $50 in your pocket. Would you like to opportunity to double your money for $100 or walk away with the 50? Try to keep in mind the questions get a little bit more difficult as we move on.
Let's go for it.
Okay.
All right, here's your $100 question. This readily available lager, best known by three letters as the official beer of hipsters, but did not know the brand also makes whiskey, a hard seltzer, and a hard coffee? Probably not.
One more time.
This readily available lager, best known by three letters, is the official beer of hipsters, but did you know that the brand also makes whiskey, a hard seltzer, and a hard coffee?
PBR?
PBR.
There you go,
all
man.
Good job. Pabst Blue Ribbon is correct. So now you have $100. You have a chance to get $200 here if you would like to go for it, or you could take that $100 and walk away. Big J can maybe give you a lifeline. Do you think he's going to get the $200 question? Based on your expertise?
I would say so, but man, that's a lot of pressure on me, because what if he doesn't get it right?
Exactly.
God, you're a jerk.
I know,
dude.
I wanted to turn it on you a little bit. So how are you feeling, Brandon? You want to go for the 200 or you want to stay at the $100?
Let's go for it.
All right, dude, good luck.
This is on you, pal. $200. This Boston-based beer company releases seasonal beers like Oktoberfest, Summer Ale, Porch Rocker, and Winter Lager. But they are probably most famous for their Boston Lager.
Oh, God damn it, I know them.
Brandon.
Samuel Adams.
Samuel Adams, yes. Is correct.
God, thank God.
Woo, Big J breathes a sigh of relief, and as does Brandon. You just got $200, dude. Congratulations, my man. That's how it's supposed to go. Hang on 1 second. We'll get some information from you and give you that cash, and that's how the
Summer
double day works.
Summer Shanty, too, right?
No, that's Line of Google's,
my
friend.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And so you have an opportunity to play again at 12:30 with Jason Drew and 4:30 today with Adam, and hopefully win some money yourself. Good luck to everybody involved. We're going to come back and do a little bit of pop culture smackdown. That is next on the X Rock.
On the morning after with Nick and Big J.
And up for grabs, you have Pop Culture Smackdown tickets to Friday's show at the Knitting Factory, Aquabats, and People Mover. You just have to beat Nick here in Pop Culture Smackdown. And Nick, I've went back and verified all of these questions. So we only have one question per person. It's a lot of hard work to put into it. So, no, I'm just kidding.
All right. So if you would like to play, 208-287-1003 is the phone number. You have to call and win Pop Culture Smackdown in order to go tomorrow night to a very cool show. Hopefully you do exactly that. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, The X.
Good morning.
What's up, man? What's your name?
Brad.
All right, Brad. Good luck.
Which musician who played with the Traveling Wilburys as well as the Heartbreakers died in October of 2017?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Which musician who played with the Traveling Wilburys as well as the Heartbreakers died in October of 2017?
Tom Petty.
Right. Tom Petty. Rest in peace. Nick, what Texas Instrument product does E.T. use to phone home?
What Texas? It is a calculator, correct?
No.
It's not?
Wrong.
It's a toy, actually.
It's a toy? What kind of toy?
Yeah. The Speak and Spell.
The Speak and Spell. You're right. You're right.
Wrong.
You're right. Speak and Spell is correct. Good job, man. Big J was right. You only needed one question to beat me. God, I can't remember the last time I watched DT. But
yeah, me either.
Texas Instruments, the only thing I could think of was the calculator that they made, the scientific calculator.
Yeah, they made toys for a while.
For a while. Congratulations, man. You're going to go check out the Aquabats as well as People Mover on Friday night. Hang on. We'll get some information from you and make sure you're set and good to go. There's your Pop Culture Smackdown. Brenna Headlines on the way.
It's time for Headlines on the Morning After with Nick and Big J.
Headlines are as follows, Big J. Wait, what? Pucker up and HBO stop being weird.
Pucker up.
A 23-year-old woman from Virginia has gone viral for kissing strangers on the mouth all around the world. Her name is Christina Coogie, and she posted a photo of herself last week kissing a man in front of the Eiffel Tower. She said, quote, "I hope this guy I met at the Eiffel Tower and asked for a pic of us kissing so I could pretend that I had a romantic film in Paris is doing good." She later posted a picture of herself kissing another stranger in front of the Colosseum in Rome. She said, "I hope this one from Rome is good too." She also posted a picture of herself kissing a firefighter at a wedding that she attended in Kentucky. Her photos have been retweeted a whole bunch of times with about 2,000 comments. And Christina has revealed that she had no clue that her tweet would go viral. She just wanted to show off her bold personality and her love for spontaneity, Big J. But isn't this how people get herpes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, just kissing a bunch of randos, right?
Yeah.
So, good luck with that, Christiana. Hope you're having fun. Also, must be rich, right? Traveling to Paris and then Rome and then weddings.
I don't think you have to be rich for that at all.
Yeah, that's pretty good money, right? Could you afford a trip to Paris and Rome right now?
Yeah. Yeah, I could.
Oh, you're rich? What's it like?
No, I'm not rich.
Well, if your wife didn't work for an airline, how about that?
Yeah, sure. But there you go. You didn't.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, these flights are $3,000 a pop for one person, right?
Not necessarily.
On average? Usually?
No.
Oh, how come you're not going then, man? You should be traveling the world.
How come you're not traveling?
Because I don't have the money.
All right, there you go.
Well, wait. You just had the argument that you did have the money.
I just said you didn't have to be rich.
Wait, what? Or HBO stop being weird?
HBO stop being weird.
HBO says they care about the viewing experience, specifically the viewing experience for college students who may be sharing a dorm room with roommates that don't mind their own business. So the network has designed a new product called the HBO Box to help combat this apparently rampant problem. It's basically a viewing enclosure that you can slide into so that you can watch your HBO content in peace. And that's absolutely the only thing that you could do with it. So before we get any further, we should probably address the obvious that, yes, it absolutely looks like HBO has designed basically a masturbation chamber. You understand? But at least HBO is self-aware. They know that that we were thinking that, and they included this line in the voiceover, quote, "We're so excited to see what you do or don't do in an HBO box." The whole video is terribly tongue-in-cheek, taking extra care to point out things like dual leg chambers and the fact that a box has many angles, a 360-degree hole, and HBO is giving these away for a limited time. Just follow the instructions in HBO's tweet to enter. As long as you're over the age of 18, you have a .edu email address to make sure that you're a resident of a college and live in areas served by either FedEx or DoorDash so that they can deliver the box to you, and they'll give away a bunch of these online. So that's how you can get your own masturbation chamber, courtesy of HBO.
Sounds like it's a big miss for Cinemax. I mean, they really should have come out with this.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. That would have been a little bit more on brand. But, you know, especially with Game of Thrones off the air now. I mean, there's just, that used to be nudity
all the
time. Yeah,
there's a total lack of nudity and incest on HBO.
I'm not sure what incest has to do with it, but okay. We'll wrap it up with Wait What? The University of Alaska has been accepting jars of peanut butter and jelly from students in lieu of cash for unpaid parking fees. Students can donate the PB&J for two citations issued within the past 45 days or tickets within a 60-day late status window. The jars of PB&J will go to students in need and will be distributed through the school's emergency food cache. The school said on the parking services webpage, the goal of the peanut butter and jelly drive is to provide the community with an opportunity to pay for parking citations with food donations that benefits the community by addressing food insecurity on campus. So, if you've got two 16-ounce jars of peanut butter and jelly, it's good for a $10 credit, three jars for $35, $5 for $60, and the PB&J drive ends tomorrow. So that's kind of nice, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're helping out students, you're not taking money, and if you have parking tickets, I mean, I guess, remember there was a while there where peanut butter was stupid expensive? It's gone down in price, I think, so I think you're actually also saving money if you do it this way, too. So, that might be good. How about the city of Boise taking PB&J for parking citations? What do you think about that, Big J?
Well, that would have helped me out about 13 years ago.
Morning after.
I started a factory in my apartment.
With Nick and Big J, there's your headlines. We got bad impressions next on the X.
Bad impressions.
So far, I'm not impressed.
Morning after with Nick and Big J on 100.3 The X.
Yeah, and we've got tickets to the Idaho Snowmobile Show, which is happening November 15th through the 16th out at Expo Idaho. All kinds of cool demonstrations and things happening out there, so we'll get you set up with tickets for that if you can figure out bad impressions.
Let me give you the phone number. It is 208-287-1003 if you'd like to play. Big J has figured out three clues that point to somebody that is pretty famous. If you can figure out who that famous person is in those three clues or less, you have got a cool event that you're going to on us. It is the least that we can do. Let's head to the phones and get a contestant. Good morning, The X.
Hello.
What's up, man? You are up first. Good luck to you.
My man!
maybe one more.
I get to star my own TV show on Apple Plus called See. You can see me with my awesome man bun.
Maybe one more.
Yes, I will be coming back in Aquaman, the sequel.
Oh, what is that big old muscular guy's name? I don't even watch anything he's in. Tartarius or whatever his name is.
Tartarius?
I don't got it.
No, you're not even close.
Not even close, thank you.
But Tartarius would be a great name. I
like the name for a superhero, maybe. Hello, The X.
I'm Tartarius.
Go on.
Hey, man, did you hear Big J's clues?
Yeah.
And the answer is?
It's Jason Momoa.
Yes, Jason, not Tartarius, Momoa.
Good job. Hang on one second. Easy for you to say, Big J.
Right.
We'll get some information from you and get that Snowmobile Show tickets out to you. And why is Jason Momoa in the news?
Jason Momoa has been all over the place. Of course, he's promoting his TV show C on Apple Plus TV, on Apple TV Plus. It's called C-S-E-E. Yeah. He was on the James Gordon Corden Late Late Show, which is pretty funny. He was doing a funny bit there. But he's been all over talking about how he's seen the Snyder Cut of the Justice League, and he thinks that everybody needs to see the movie. So he's out kind of promoting it and talking to the Warner Brothers people about making sure that that happens at some point.
You think it will?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I don't think so, but he's pretty excited about it, and who can blame him? I mean, it would be nice to see it. I don't know how that would make that big of a difference in what that movie ended up being. But
well, it's just amazing to me how everybody seemed so upset by Joss Whedon getting his hands on it. You know, a guy that, I mean, that's the guy that whose cut we ended up seeing. The gentleman that had put together the Avengers, and Avengers 2 as well. And so it was just weird that the people were upset by it. I mean, I was not, like, through the moon about Justice League. It certainly isn't the worst DC movie that I've seen, that's for sure. But I would probably be interested in seeing the Snyder Cut, I would think. I didn't hate... I mean, I liked Man of Steel. I'm on the record for that.
I love that movie.
I think it's a fantastic film. I love Watchmen. I watched it again just yesterday, as a matter of fact. I think it's fantastic. And then, of course, a lot of stuff that he does is okay with. I was more okay with Batman v Superman than most people, too. I will concede that the Martha thing is dumb as dumb gets. But still, overall, the movie felt like it was pretty cool. And introduced us to Wonder Woman, which was also very nice. So, I think there's good things there. But, yeah, I'm not sure we're ever going to see that. I think they're trying to move away from whatever world Zack Snyder was creating. And them doing that, would it be go back to it? Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agreed with that. And, you know, he's working on a movie called Army of the Dead.
It's a TV series for Netflix.
Yeah, starring Dave Bautista and a whole bunch of Theo Rossi, a bunch of great actors and actresses in that.
Yeah, it's like a follow-up to his Day of the Dead stuff that he did. So that should be cool as well. He's certainly busy, that's for sure. Morning After with Nick and Big J. There's your Bad Impressions. Wrapping up the show next on The X. Hell yeah, that is Welcome Home. And that is wrapping up the Morning After with Nick and Big J on this Thursday morning, the 7th day of November. Had some nerd alerting going on over the course of the show today. Gave away $200, man. In the all-cash $25,000 X Double Dare, that's how it's supposed to go. Next chances will be at 12:30 and 4:30 with Jason, Drew, and Adam. So make sure you tune in for your opportunities to win that cash from us. We would like to give it to you if that's okay. And, of course, we also learned about not sticking screwdrivers up your backyards today.
Oh, God.
Not a good idea. Causes some severe damage. And, of course, we also learned a little bit about HBO and weird boxes that they want you to get for free. All very strange.
Private boxes.
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to learn a little bit more about Extra Life, which we talked about this morning. But Sean's going to be our guest from Phoenix Fire Games. Going to come in here and tell us all about what you need to do if you want to take part in Saturday's events. And certainly what you could do if you want to donate for Saturday's events as well. And additional tickets, one last chance for People Mover and Aquabats while we are at it. Big J, you have the floor, sir.
Yeah, I mean, maybe apologize for destroying the studio.
I apologize.
Not publicly.
Well, why would I publicly apologize? The people don't know that it's happened.
Oh, they heard it happen.
No, they couldn't have. The microphones were not.
Oh, yeah, it was on.
No, it wasn't. And so, you know, but I did take out a drawer this morning, and it broke it. And thank you to Tyler and our engineering staff for coming in and fixing it and putting it back together again.
I mean, way to Hulk it out, dude.
It got stuck in the bottom of the chair. It pulled it out. That's what ended up happening.
Right off. I was like, holy crap, yeah. What did you do?
You'd think I was upset about something, but usually when I'm that upset, I don't destroy things. I usually internalize it, Big J, and swallow it like I've been taught and trained to do. So we'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget that if you were looking for a brand new or used car, GoTeamSaveMoney.com is a great place to get started, courtesy of Team Mazda. Next set of X-Rock brought to you by AAA Idaho. You can log on now and be a member like you are, Big J, right?
Yeah.
AAA Idaho. It's good stuff. Jason Drew's up next. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the X-Rock.